Hello?
Hi, it's Jane.
Yeah.
Hi, Jane. It's actually calling from MMA League on the Wellbeing Advisor. I think you spoke to Alan earlier today.
Yes.
Yeah? Were you expecting my call?
Are you the mental health team or
something? No, I'm the Wellbeing Advisor in the team.
Same thing.
So, I've just been reading through the notes that Alan put down, and the thing that's concerned me was about you've got a plan about your life.
Yeah.
Now, with that plan, do you feel like you're going to act on that?
No.
I just, when I'm really bad, down, depressed, whatever, I mean, that always comes to mind. That's, I've had a look at other plans, but that's the only plan that suits me. Do you know what I mean?
You've done a lot of thought about that.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's basically because I've been in bad health for a lot of years. Depression's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Because of the pain thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just the pain gets too much. And then the mental health side of things takes over when you try and find a way out. As
yeah.
I've always done all my life, always tried to find a way out.
Yeah.
Things, but I'm trying to find an easy way out that's not going to cause me more pain. You know what I mean? People take tablets and survive and give themselves bigger problems.
Hmm.
I'm not interested in that. I just want the easy way out. Write a letter to everybody, more or less. Shoot it off, and I'm off, and that's it, done.
Okay. Are you under the mental health team at the moment?
Pardon?
Are you under the mental health team at the moment?
No. I'm kind of one of these people who should add and when, if I'm required, you know what I mean? If you've got an ultimatum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say I'm living with somebody, right, and they say, right, listen, you need to go and see somebody, because it's getting me down as well, you know what I mean?
So it's impacting other people.
That's the only way that I seek counselling and stuff. Any other time, I generally just go on with it myself, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But if it's affecting somebody else, what it is, basically, I've got to be seeking to be doing something about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's impacting them, you know what I mean? So,
I'm just double checking what diagnosis you've been given. Can you just tell me in your own words what diagnosis you've been given?
Well, they've not actually given me any kind of diagnosis. I mean, apart from, counselling sessions I've been through is, first thing is they usually ask what brings it on. And bereavement counselling is always the one that they go for, right? Because I've more or less buried all my family. For a few years ago, it was coming in quick succession.
Yeah.
And it was getting me down because my brother was killed in a fire when he was 40 years of age.
Yeah.
And me and him were very close. We had come through all sorts of institutions together, you know what I mean? So, to lose him was a big thing with it. My father was before him. There was a 4-year gap to him. And then another two or three years after that, my mother.
Yeah.
Then my other sister, about a year after that, everything was just.
If you think that an informed assessment, did he ever go back to your childhood?
We've spoken about it in different councils, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How childhood was, but not really in any big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've not really asked me about, you know, personal things like that.
I think you need a full assessment rather than individual.
Yeah, because the thing is, if I go in for counseling with somebody, I can tell within 5 minutes if I can speak to them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like that, and it's not everybody who can do that one, so it's compelled very quick.
Yeah.
But it's, I've been to counseling sessions where I've left the session and they want to come with me. Do you know what I mean? Because of the stories you've told them. Do you know what I mean? Because I always put a laughing glint on things.
Do you see that as your way of coping?
Yeah. I don't... Nothing. I'm not, like, do you know what I mean? I'm kind of a laughable... I make fun out of tragedy.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
That's a
coping
skill, though, that you've used.
Yeah, but...
From how
you're yeah, yeah, suppose.
Yeah.
I make everybody laugh except myself, maybe, but I don't know. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. So, has the doctor ever given you any diagnosis for your mental health?
Nah, they get around it. I mean, it's true, like, heavy drinking and all that. He's still drinking and, I've had tests of dementia and that, you know what I mean? Because you get forgetful, but a lot of things can bring that on, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the condition called Corsica Plus that's actually significantly related to alcohol abuse, and that can affect your memory, and it can affect it can actually give you psychosis as well.
Yeah.
When was the last time you drank, or do you still drink?
I have the odd couple of pints now and again, but I don't, not just funerals and stuff like that. I've got stuff in me drinking as I don't get about as much.
Terrible.
That's affecting me.
What's the doctor giving
you
a diagnosis for? What is it?
I've got COPD for a start.
Yeah.
And I was a heavy smoker from 10 years of age till about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And then my health got that bad. I had to stop it because they gave me 12 months to chuck it and I would be dead. So
yeah.
I stopped it then, but I've got... You see, I used to... When I was a worker that was in the heavy duty building industry, and... I climbed up ladders all day, every day, up and down with heavy weights. And I'm paying the price now because I've got riddled with arthritis. At the moment, I've had my hip replaced.
Yeah.
Left side. My right side is gone now, and that's gone the same way. It's actually terrible at the moment. But I've got a tear in my shoulder and the cuff, and it's just giving me tremendous pain. I'm waiting for injections on that before they operate to see if the injections work. But I damaged my neck in a fall with a replacement from discs just kind of at shoulder level. But I suffered another fall a couple of years after the operation, and it's my neck. It's back to the same way, and I think they're going to have to go back in again because it's touching on my spinal cord. But it's all down one side, it's killing me just now.
Yeah.
Undescribable, but that's pain. I'm getting all done one side.
Have you ever had anything else, like any strokes or cancer or anything?
Well, I was in the hospital a couple of weeks ago. I had severe chest pain. So they took me in. So I've got blockages in a couple of arteries. I've got a phone call from the cardiologist to see me.
Yeah.
And they're 29 for this one. And then they'll decide what to do if I get too thin. They might have to give them the stent, kind of a root.
Yeah.
But they're saying my blood's too thick. So they might even just put me on blood thinner first and see how it goes. But I was there on a Friday, to the Friday evening, and I think they would have kept me in the hospital. Only because it's coming up to the weekend and I never had the staff.
Okay.
So they released me and I was taking aspirin to try and my blood pressure was going through the roof.
Yeah.
But a lot of that can be brought on with the pain I'm in, the high blood pressure. So yeah, it's just ongoing. Yeah.
Have you got any care support in at the moment?
My family and my daughter comes round all the time. I'm actually lodging at the moment with my ex-partner because I've nowhere else to go.
Oh, so you're homeless?
Yeah, well, more or less, yeah. What happened was I lived in a flat with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to get on the house and was questioning. They said it would be a 10-year wait before she got out.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't sure about where she would go with this for the baby. So what I did was, I took her in on my tenancy. And after 7 months, I signed the tenancy over to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her somewhere stable to live. She took the tenancy on.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't live there with her because it was impacting both of us between my pains and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I left her to the house, which was my main object, to get her somewhere stable.
Yeah.
And I'm down on a couple of lists that help, charities that help people with my problems and my age. So it's just a question of time, really, to see what's going on. But I mean, I'm 71 years of age, and everybody in my family all died between 40 and 60. I mean, I've outlived the whole lot, and so. It's only a question of time for me. I've been lucky, you know what I mean. So if it ended tomorrow, I wouldn't be too bothered about it. You know what I mean?
Okay. So my plan for you then, if you're happy with this, after everything you've sort of disclosed to me today, I'd like to do a referral into the local authority and obviously make them aware that you are homeless and that you potentially have care support needs with your physical health and your mental health. That will enable them to do a safeguarding and a care needs assessment to make sure that you're supported properly. I would also like you to give 111 option 2 a telephone call today and to tell them how you're feeling with your mental health. Are you able to do that?
See, when I contacted that organisation before, I'm sure it was the mob I spoke to wanted to go somewhere to Yeah, but they wanted to section me, but you have to section yourself. I've no interest in talking to these people because it's just another way down the route of authority that I just can't get up with.
I understand that you've got fear because of what happened in the past, but it's not the same as what happened to you in the past, and there's obviously things in place now to support you and protect you. So to be placed under protection, it's actually just a way of keeping you safe. It's a way of medication to be administered safely as well. So if they start a medication with you whilst you're drinking at home and it's not monitored, there's a risk for that.
If you don't mind, I'd rather put all that off just now because I'd sooner just carry on what I'm doing myself and just take it from there. I'm just... Thanks for the you know, the offer anyway, but I'm not.
Yeah, I will have to obviously make the local authority aware. I'm still running the safeguarding because I'm actually really quite concerned in terms of the mental health presentation.
No, but listen, at the moment I'm brand new, and if you're going to, would you call it, alert them to what I'm going through, because that's been broken and nosed into my business. What I'll do is I'll get in touch with your department.
And my manager.
I'll cancel this claim completely.
That's only going to affect yourself, though, isn't it? I'm not
having the local authorities knowing what I'm going through. If you do that, I'll cancel the claim and I'll deny that I ever spoke to you. It's as simple as that.
Okay, well, we have a duty of care to make that referral, and it's to protect you and to keep you safe.
No, so, I'll tell you, is this call getting recorded?
Absolutely, yes.
Is it okay? Well, just to wind this conversation up now that you've told me that. I'm a philanthropist, and everything I've told you is complete lies. There's nothing wrong with me. I am quite fine. Health-wise, I'm deteriorating because of pains. I'm getting 2 operations. My mental health is fantastic. Everything's great. Lovely kids, grandkids, everything with me. And that is the end of, and I'll no longer be speaking to your department because I've no time for anybody interfering in my business.
Okay, so what would you like?